Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And the 2-1 delivery. Mancini fly ball. Left center. Launched. Back is Pilar. Right back there. Boom, boom. Wave that baby bye-bye. Number 8 for Mancini. And it's a 1-0 Oriole lead.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I hear from Baltimore Orioles fans on a pretty regular basis, as bad as last year was, you miss your team, you miss your Orioles, you miss the game of baseball, you miss Joe Angel, play-by-play voice on the Orioles radio network. Good morning to you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Recently had a chance to catch up with Orioles relief pitcher Paul Fry, and excited to talk to him, of course, because of where baseball is right now, trying to come up with a way to get back on the field and play an 82-game season. But I started with some personal, because I was stalking him on Twitter, of course. I do that before I do interviews. And I saw a video of him reading to his son. So I asked him, his son is real young, did he ever imagine that he'd be able to spend this much time right now with his son and his wife?
No, I mean, yeah, the timing of all this, you know, what's going on in the world is kind of crazy right now, but the timing of it for me, myself, is unbelievable. Having a seven-month-old now is kind of crazy. I've been there, I've been with him now for 7 months straight, and it's just easy.
Kind of a blessing, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Now, you you guys were into spring training, and then it got interrupted, and so your situation is a little different than basketball or hockey. But can you take us back to that time when you're in spring training and you find out that everybody's being sent home and we're all kind of going into hibernation? What was that like?
Yeah, see, I was on the bus. We were heading out to a game, and we did like 4 or 5 left turns in a row right back into our complex. So it was the day that everything kind of shut down. What were we, about a week and a half out of starting the regular season? So, you know, we were all much ready to go, you know, with our throwing program and schedule and stuff. It was just surreal. It's like, all right, now what? Do I go home, or how long is this going to last? But like I said, it's just crazy. Mm.
So you asked an interesting question. So now what? And I think we're still trying to answer that question. But at least the last 2 months, what has that meant for you in terms of trying to keep up with your fitness and stay in shape?
Yeah, I mean, I throw 2 bullpens a week. You know, like up to 30 pitches. You know, starting to do some alternate type stuff during a bullpen, simulated guys or whatever, but you just try to, like, keep your arm in shape and where you were with a week and a half out, I guess. So you're not overdoing it every week, throwing 3 bullpens, max effort. You're kind of like, all right, I'm treating this one like a game so I can get my recovery afterwards. Mm. Just being smart.
Okay, forgive me for not knowing this, but how do you throw a bullpen at home?
So for me, I've had 2 places now that I can go to.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I started in Florida and had a connection with a former major leaguer there. He had a bullpen in his backyard. So we could do everything we needed to do. We could social distance. We could do all that and still get our work in. So now I'm in Michigan. I actually just threw at my old high school field today.
Have you had any situations at all, like Joe Kelly, where you accidentally threw the ball the wrong direction and it maybe came close to breaking a window?
Not necessarily a window, but there have been a few trees that have been hit in the process.
At least there are no video cameras around. That's not captured on film, right?
Right, no.
So, Paul, when we talk about getting back to baseball, and I know right now there's a lot of different plans that are floated out there. You mentioned kind of staying in your program. How long would it take you to be ready?
I feel like it's just a matter of seeing hitters consistently. And, you know, I don't think it would take very long. 2 weeks at max. I think most pitchers could get to where they need to be to start the season. I know the rosters could expand it or whatever, but we'll have extra guys for that. But we just have to make sure we do what we do so we're ready day one no matter what.
Right. Paul Fry is a pitcher with the Orioles. After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. How much do you miss it?
I just miss the competitiveness. You know, you can throw all the bullpens you want and throw the nastiest stuff, but when it's one-on-one with the hitter, it's there's nothing like it.
What about the idea of playing without fans, Paul? Because there's a lot of talk about that, too, and it sure looks like if baseball returns in early July, which is the target, that there won't be any fans in the stands.
Right. That's why I said I miss the competitiveness part, because that'll really, like, bring it out, the how you react when the fans are not cheering for you or they're not booing for you. They're not even there, so... It's more of a one-on-one feel, and may the best guy win.
Interesting. I'm not sure how it is in spring training, but have you been in those situations where it's uber quiet and you can hear not just what guys are saying to each other on the field, but also maybe in the dugouts?
Yeah, but not necessarily. Like, we would have live batting practice where we would throw and there would be a few guys behind the turtle or something like that, but there's no crowd there. But, you know, you're not competing for, you know, the playoff picture or competing for regular season games, you know, games that count. So, no, I haven't been part of that.
Well, it could be really interesting, but something I think that at least fans are telling me they might find fascinating, hearing what you guys are saying on the field and potentially in the dugouts, if there are mics close enough, that it actually might be another kind of peek behind the curtain for fans.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just hearing guys go back and forth between teams, it's pretty cool, like, to see that, even when there were fans, or, like, last year, you know, just guys yelling at each other from each bench, just, you know, cracking jokes or whatever.
I guess you could hear the jokes in the other dugout, too.
Right.
So, Paul, it wasn't that long ago that you made your Major League debut, and pinned at the top of your Twitter, you have a photo from that night in July 2018, which theoretically could be exactly 2 years when we get back on the field if baseball does hit its return there in early July. What do you remember about that moment at Camden Yards?
I mean, yeah, it was June 29th, and we were playing the Angels, and it was a whirlwind of emotions, and just everything, just the day kind of flew by. We drove up to Baltimore and from Norfolk, and we got in, and it was like, next thing I know, I was at the field ready to go in the bullpen. Like, nothing had changed, but the surroundings were pretty different. But I had been there in 2017. The funny thing is, the first time I ever got called up, I was in Baltimore as well, and warmed up in extra innings 2 games in a row, and we walked it off both nights. So, and then I got sent down after that, and of course, not until June of 2018. But the whole outing, everything, I say I blacked out, you know, it's just a blur, honestly.
And in that situation, as you talk about, the adrenaline is, it's pumping. And so then think about it without any fans. How different would that be?
I think it would be almost more bizarre. So I feel like if guys make their debuts this year, it's like, all right, you know, lock it in. It could help guys. It could hurt guys. I'm not really sure.
Paul Fry of the Orioles with us after hours on CBS Sports Radio. It was a tough go for your franchise last year, for your team, no doubt, for your teammates. Where do you find some hope, or where did you find some hope before spring training got shut down?
The camaraderie we have is undeniable. There's chemistry in the clubhouse. Guys are fighting for each other. And then we have Trey Mancini with one of the biggest fights. And, you know, we're behind him and we love him.
It does put things in perspective, doesn't it? As as strange as the spring is, there are still people out there who are in, no matter, you know, how bad we think it is for us, there's still people out there who are in much more challenging and difficult situations.
Exactly. I try to tell myself that every day. You know, when you're thinking, you know, rough day, just think about others.
Mm. For sure. It gives you perspective.
Yep.
So let me ask you this. There have been some guys, in fact, pitcher Blake Snell, who's come out and talked about not wanting to take a pay cut. I understand not everybody in baseball is in the same situation. It's a weird perception that a lot of fans have that all professional athletes are millionaires. So that's obviously not accurate. But when it comes to you as a professional athlete, Paul, what's your priority right now, knowing that you've got to come to some kind of an agreement with baseball? What's your priority for you know, these next couple weeks?
Yeah, just safety of my family. I mean, there's guys out there that are making a lot more, obviously, than I am, but it's, you got to think about that first.
All right, so before we let you go then, Paul, what is Forrest's favorite story that you read to him?
His favorite story? I would have to say, like, Brown Bear, Brown Bear. Brown Bear, Brown Bear, what do you see? It's just quick, and he likes the big pictures of animals and stuff.
Well, I'm glad you've been able to spend so much time with him at home. That's awesome, and he sure is cute. He doesn't have the same hair issues that many people do during this quarantine.
Yeah, not yet, that's for sure.
You can follow Paul on Twitter at _FryGuy09. With the Orioles, looking forward to baseball coming back at some point and being ready to compete. Enjoy your time with your family. Paul, thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Paul saying the safety of his family is the priority. And however that looks for Major League Baseball, because we don't exactly know how it will look and what might happen, or how, you know, how often they test, or if they've got teams kind of clustered at their own ballparks, or if they've got teams were gathered in a couple of different areas, if not every stadium is open. So there's still a lot of questions, but baseball's still looking at the 1st of July to get back. So they've got to find an agreement at some point. Deadlines tend to spur action. You should see the picture of his, or the video of his hair with his baby on his Twitter. You can do that. Checking it out and seeing what I'm talking about with his hair kind of all over the place. It's fun to talk to athletes who have the same issues that I do, hair issues.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.